bread, while William stood meekly in the middle of the acres of good but threadbare carpet and listened to, well, viciousness, mostly, now that he thought about it, the opinions of Mr. Windling dressed up in more expensive words. The worst part, was that Lord de Worde was never wrong. It was not a position he understood in relation to his personal geography. People who took an opposing view were insane or dangerous, or possibly even not really people. You couldn't have an argument with Lord de Worde, not a proper argument. An argument, from argue, meant to debate and discuss and persuade by reason. What you could have with William's father was a flaming row. Icy water dripped off one of the statues and ran down William's neck. Lord de Worde used words with a tone and a volume that made them as good as fists, but he'd never used actual violence. He had people for that. Another drop of thawed hail coursed down William's spine. Surely, even his father couldn't be this stupid. He wondered if he should turn over everything to the watch right now. But whatever they said about Vimes, in the end, the man had a handful of men and a lot of influential enemies who had families going back 1,000 years and the same amount of honour that you'd find in a dogfight. No, he was a de Worde. The watch was for other people who couldn't sort out their problems their own way. And what was the worst that could happen? So many things, he thought as he set out again, that it would be hard to decide which one was the worst.
End of CD 9.